I'm Jordan Mullins, and it is a fantastic sunny day to get drunk with my buds.
Do you want to get drunk with buds?
Oi, oi!
I want to get drunk with buds.
Oi, oi!
We are getting drunk with buds.
Oi, oi! Oi, oi!
Welcome, everybody, to Drunk with Buds, a show about trying new beers with some friends and having discussions you would normally have at a bar. As always, we get all of our beer information from the Untapped app. That's
UNTAPPD.
You can now follow the show on there at Drunk with Buds.
Today, we are live at Fatbird in the wondrous downtown of South Bend, Indiana. I want to thank them for allowing us to do this. It is always a good time recording on site. Fatbird is located on 103 West Colfax Avenue in South Bend. We are joined by a very special guest. He is the owner of Fatbird and the Danny Maid Shops. You may have seen him in the 2020 film, The Bike Riders. I said 2023? Wow, editing you. He has an award-winning short film, Life After, which also included a friend of the show, Darren Lee Cup. He also does photography and videography, and the man does it all. But does he drink? Please welcome to the pod, Jordan Mullins.
Hey. Thank y'all for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Woo! I'm so excited for this episode. This is fun.
So we got the first beer on tap, right, guys? What is it there, Honer?
That's a great question. So it is Voltron Volume 4, Four Hands Brewing Company, IPA, New England Hazy, 6.5% ABV, not available, I beg here, 790 check-ins for 3.93 out of 5. Four Hands Brewery is a St. Louis, Minnesota.
That is incorrect.
Damn it, Montana.
Nope.
Oh my God.
Missouri.
Yeah.
M-O. Yeah, we got it. We're there, man.
I know, man. I suck, bro. The collaboration brewery with Surly Brewing Company from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
So yeah.
You were kind of right the first time.
I was. That's what I was reading. I was reading below. Style Guide says, the fourth release in a six-part series of collaborations with breweries from around the country to bring Voltron to life. Voltron Volume 4 is a juicy, hazy IPA brewed with Surly Brewing Company in Minneapolis. Oh, yeah. Late and dry hopping with a blend of Strata, Mosaic, and Allura contributes bright notes of sweet tropical fruit, mango, pineapple, and yuzu that leap from this soft, pillowy IPA.
Jordan, are you big into craft beers?
I am, yes. Love them.
Do you have a favorite?
Favorite style?
Favorite style and a favorite.
Favorite style, I would have to say pale ale. American pale ale.
Yes.
And my favorite pale ale that I've ever had is from Maine Beer Company. It's either Fremont or Freeport, Maine. It's very hard to get around here in Indiana, but it's one of the cleanest pale ales I've ever tasted. That's what I look for in a pale ale.
The brewery was Maine Brewery?
Maine Brewing Co.
I'll have to look it up. I don't think I've heard of that one. Have you? He's the man.
I've never heard of Maine.
It's a part of Canada.
All right. Did anybody try this yet?
No, yeah. It's time to,
I have not.
Time to
I
sip.
Haven't tried it yet. Let's do it.
I did try it already. It's delicioso. That's really a good one, man.
Ooh, is that
that mouthfeel, like I'm just sipping orange juice, right, guys?
That is very juicy.
I love the mouthfeel. It's very citrusy forward. It's very smooth with a little bit of a pine tickle at the end. That's that little bit dryness. It's nice. It's not too heavy. It just wants me to just grab another sip and keep going.
Yeah. I love Mosaic hops, but I don't know if I've ever had, is it Strata or Allura?
Yeah, I don't know what any of that is.
I've never heard of Allura. I've heard of Strata.
It's the more sexy kind of hop.
Right?
Sexiness. Sexy hops. What
about you there,
Honer or me?
I just said.
Okay, me.
Blank.
So the Voltron 3 was a sour, was it not?
No, these are all IPAs.
Man. I was expecting a sour before I even drank it, and so it threw me off a little
bit.
But it's definitely a juicy, right?
Juicy Hazy.
Yeah. Okay, so good thing I Googled it, because I don't know if this is correct, but it says a drug that treats menopausal symptoms like hot flashes and vaginal dryness. Allura is a female hormone and has mild sedative and hypnotic effects.
Oh. I need this.
Yes.
I need this.
I like it.
No, it's very good. It's very smooth, very juicy.
Very summery. It's nice summer.
When I buy hazy IPAs at the store, this is exactly what I want. So
you like hazies?
I do like hazies. When I'm in the mood.
Are you in the mood right now?
Absolutely.
I'm going to deep dive a little bit more, Jordan, on the taste there. I know you said it's juicy, but give us a little bit more. What's your first thoughts on that?
Yeah. For a hazy, I definitely think it's pretty crisp. Goes down very nice. I like the pine.
The pine tickle.
The pine notes. But it's not too apparent. And like I said, I love pretty much any beer I've had that has Mosaic, I have kind of liked. A brewery I used to work at did a Mosaic Ford Pale Ale, and that was the only hop they used, and it was just...
I got a big surprise for you. Look at your front door.
He did come, didn't he? He did come.
Everyone at home, Dan Lee Cup just walked in the door. They're good friends of our guest today.
How are you? This is amazing.
What's up?
Darren.
Right there, buddy. Right there.
That is awesome.
I did not see that coming.
Oh, yeah. He's been calling it a secret for a while. And he's like, I saw him last week, and I've talked to him every day this week, and I didn't say a thing.
Oh, yeah.
That is amazing.
You guys like best friends? Or?
We're becoming that way.
That's
awesome. Yeah. So we worked together on... I think 3 or 4 projects, but the first 2 projects we were never on set together those days. So it was just like we got to see the finished product. We're like, hey, you're pretty good. Hey, you're pretty good. Like, when can we actually work together, right? Because that's a common misconception with film is like sometimes you could be in the same film, but you never work with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And then we did Life After, which was a pretty crazy scene for us to do for our first scene together, and... off to the races.
Awesome. I'm glad we could surprise you.
But yeah, he wrote me on Instagram after the movie premiere we saw each other on last week, and he was like, "How come I don't have your phone number? What's going on?" I was like, "Ah, that is kind of weird." And so we exchanged, and then we exchanged phone numbers, and we have texted every day this week. Yeah.
I mean, you and I were like just messaging for a long time, and I finally was like, can I get your number?
No, it's hilarious.
He's just holding it, he's locking it up. Like, no.
Some actor friends I have, I'll like, we'll start a conversation on Instagram Messenger, and then it finishes on Facebook Messenger, and then
Snapchat.
Next week it's an email, and it's like, what the fuck is going on?
Follow me into this.
It's crazy nowadays how many forms of communication there is.
Everywhere.
FaceTime. Oh,
everything.
Right next to your buddy. Darren. Right there. There's your headphones. Darren.
Share this microphone with me.
Okay.
And there's your beard, Darren. It's in Voltron Volume 4.
Okay. Has everybody else already drank it?
Yeah. Well,
just sips. Yeah. Just sips.
First time I met Darren was at a festival, and it was the best time.
Yeah, we got drunk.
I wasn't
as hell
on the show with him, but it was.
Yeah, you were.
No, yeah. Who's this guy?
Yeah, then we just got drunk with Darren the whole day.
We need to get you two at the next one.
Oh, yeah.
Tell it.
I'm very surprised.
they will think of anything to get me on this show.
He said he only goes north for 2 reasons, us and you.
Okay. Well, that's awesome.
That's how they got me here.
Yeah.
They told me it was your birthday.
Yeah.
Did you really?
No. I didn't know your birthday.
No.
Not now I do. September 19th.
September 19th.
They asked me 2 months ago.
Really?
I've done for 2 months. I just saw him last Sunday.
Yeah.
That's awesome. When's the next movie with you guys? You guys got something in the works yet?
There probably will be something.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know.
Well, Emerald Forest.
Emerald Forest,
maybe a comedy?
That would be fun.
Buddy cop. Awesome.
That's what I said in the Q&A of the film.
Yeah.
They were like, what kind of, what should the next genre of film be for this director? And I said, comedy.
I'm coming to auditions this time.
Please do. Please do.
You should.
Yeah. I want to see him audition now.
All right, you guys ready? You hosting, right?
Yeah, I'm hosting. But Darren, what do you think of this beer so far?
I think it's good. It tastes grapefruit.
We get a little citrus. Yeah. To me, it's got like an orange juice kind of feel to it. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to move into our first segment. It's called Top Shelf. We're going to reach up on high and get those premium bottles down.
You weren't live for your episode, right?
No.
Darren wasn't? Yeah.
No.
All right, this is Top Shelf. What we're doing here, we're doing little things a little differently. Normally, we take a category and give our rank it top three of something, like movies or something. This time, we're going to do food or drinks at a backyard barbecue, but we're going to split it up to your top food, side dish, and beer. So top three, food, side, beer. But we're doing a draft style. Can you explain that, Bruce?
So draft style, if someone takes your food, you can't use that food anymore. So that's off the table. And we're going to go around. Whoever's last pick will also start off the next round's first pick. So if I'm first pick, we'll go all the way to Darren. Then Darren, you'll start off the next round. Me. It's a snake draft.
Okay. And we always start with the guest first.
Oh, shit.
Jordan Mullen, the first pick.
All right. I am going to say...
Yeah, let's do food first.
It's totally what he wants. If he wants something more, if he wants something more specific, it's up to him. So if he really wants to nag that beer first over a food,
I see what you're doing. Okay,
what's your first pick, man?
I'm gonna say corn on the cob.
Ooh, corn on the cob.
That's his favorite thing about grilling.
Ooh, you like that?
I don't like corn on the cob actually.
So no one else can pick corn on the cob.
He can have it.
Damn,
Darren.
I have no idea what the rules.
It's all right. Pick a food or a drink or a side dish at a barbecue, backyard barbecue.
That you look forward to when you go to one.
And then if you take it, we can't take it. So
potato salad.
Oh, potato salad.
That is good. That's a very good dish. Bruce?
I'm taking burgers right off the board right now. I'm taking burgers.
Bitch.
I love me some burgers. I'm a master griller, so I can get it any, and it doesn't matter how big of the cut of the burger you can give me. I can make sure it's medium or medium rare. I'm not one of those guys that just well done's it all the way because I have no control of the flame. I'm the flame master.
So you're the cook at these grill outs?
Oh, fuck yes, I am.
What happens when you go to somebody else's house?
Oh, I or usually just, like
he takes
like
over.
Non-subtle. I give non-subtle hints that they're doing shit wrong. I'm like, you're touching your meat too much. You should never touch your meat too much.
Why are you doing that?
I'm gonna go with another meat.
Oh,
Chicago dogs. Dude. One of my top things. I'm usually the guy like putting everything on that motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
I've never once seen a backyard barbecue where this motherfucker's eating a Chicago dog.
But that's fine. He's taking all hot dogs. He's taking all hot dogs.
I've never seen him eat a Chicago dog there.
Well, that's because I don't invite you to those.
Oh, my God.
All right, Homer.
Okay, well,
you have the next two picks in a row here.
Well, this one I'm going to say deviled eggs.
Ooh. We just had one today. Phenomenal by Fatbird.
We did.
All right, Homer, what's
that? All right, what's the next one? Is a beer or whatever I want?
Beer or main course thing?
Well, yeah, you picked deviled eggs as a side dish, so now you got food.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and say beer just takes up beer, right?
No.
We changed it. We changed it. My bad. All right. Well, for beer, shut up, bitch. So, beer, I'm going to say Bud Light just because it's very.
Wow.
You can have it.
Yeah.
You can have it.
I can have it.
I can hear the boards now. They're going to be like, Who drafted best? No one's saying Honer because of Bud Light.
Bud Light.
Jordan, you have...
No, it's you. It's Snake Draft.
Oh, shit. My bad. See, this is confusing. I'm going to go beer as well. I'm going to go with Freedom Lemonade from Revolution.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's my favorite. Especially during summer.
I'm going to go beer as well. No one's taking mine. Vacuum barbecue. I want a boat beer. I want a sour. I'm going to take, I wish I could just say anything by Urban Artifact, but I'm going to take Dragons. I'm going to take Dragons.
Oh, yeah.
10%er dragon fruit sour. Ooh. I'm going to get lit real fast.
I definitely, Jordan, there's some around in the liquor stores here. Look for it. It's
get it?
So good.
Yeah.
You like sours?
I do.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's dragon fruit.
Okay.
Sour. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I thought Upland has a good sour program.
Probably not.
I used to think so, but Urban Artifact destroyed.
Oh, Urban Artifact's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, Darren, it's on you. You got a beer and a main course left.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man. I'm trying to get them on there. Look, we all artists, man. You feel me? We gonna have this like.
Bro, me and my man Kai, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gonna lie, we play with this shit right now for I gonna lie.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I still don't know the rules. I gotta say a beer.
A beer or a main course, whatever you more important to you right now.
I have to stick with my beer's course light.
Coors Light.
See, you gotta go light, you know.
He loves simple, rainwater.
Drinkable.
That's my daddy's drink.
Yeah.
Is that the
where the mountains turn blue on the bottom?
Yeah. Yes.
Not, right?
It's just rainwater and then make beer out of it.
When the mountains are blue, you're just ready to drink. Very good. It's
really watery beer.
Yeah, it's good though.
Yeah.
All right, number five. So, oh wait, yeah.
I can stay on the beer, right?
You can do what? You have the next two picks in a row.
All right, yeah. I'm gonna say All Day IPA.
Ooh,
that's good.
A classic.
It's on a sunny day. You can put a 15 pack away.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Absolutely, all day. Right?
All day, baby.
Yeah. I've been to Founders, the actual brewery in Grand Rapids.
Tell them what the guy told us.
We did a tour, and the tour guide. So there's me and my brother. And a couple of my cousins, and we did the tour, and the tour guide stopped the song and goes, you know, what did he say?
Something about fat craft beer drinkers.
You know, a lot of people don't drink too much craft beer because you get a gut, right, guys? And he looked right at us. The beer.
We're like, damn, really? Like, we all try to suck in our stomachs.
Put you on blast right there. The tour guide points things out, right? That's their job. Yep. Look at this guy's pudge.
No, that's what it was. He said that there's like a common stereotype.
Yeah, they
about
got
craft
like
beer
a,
drinkers,
a beard.
Bearded pudges. Right, guys? And he looks right at us.
Oh.
We all had beers, and we're going to tell you that. What the fuck, dude? Everybody in the tour just laughed. I'm like...
Sure. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
So you got your main course left.
Yep,
you
main
left
course.
Main course to last.
I'm going to go beef ribs.
Ooh, ribs. And he's specifying beef.
Yes.
What other ribs are there?
Pork
ribs. Baby back ribs.
Chili.
That's right.
He sings too.
Whoa. He does.
He sings too. Well, we know about Darren.
You guys should do an acapella thing right now.
He's way better than me.
We can re-record the
Jungle Buzz theme song. Every guest we ask. Darren, you're on your side dish now. No,
main.
Main course. What are you going for?
Steak.
Ooh,
I want to go to your barbecue, so I don't know if I can barbecue the steak, but I'm going to yours.
It's a barbecue of one.
You've never been to a barbecue that has steak?
No, it's always burgers, hot dogs,
pork chops.
Ribs, pork chop, and never steaks.
You got the wrong friends.
Yeah, we're not.
What are you guys doing?
I'm lucky if they microwave the steak for me.
I'm going to slap you in the face with a steak next time.
All right, Bruce. Your last one. I forget what it was.
I have a beer and I have main course. I got a side dish.
Yes, sir.
My side dish is going to be watermelon. Got to have watermelon and a barbecue.
That's a dessert.
Wait, I thought this was a main course.
Dessert? No, I already had my main course. I did burgers.
Yeah, and I had Chicago dogs and a beer, so my side dish is going to be fries.
fries. Wow.
You had another one. I was getting a barbecue too often.
What kind of fries?
Cooked on the grill.
I'm telling you guys, I've never been to a kind of barbecue this guy's going to. Yeah, I've never had a Chicago dog. I've never had a Chicago dog at a motherfucking barbecue. I never had fries.
This just sounds like my. I'm getting, they're last in our thing when it goes to the boards, and it's going to be a run between us three.
Okay, tacos. Steak tacos, I guess.
I still haven't.
Owner? Okay. Tacos.
I didn't have a main entree, and then just recently our cousin made fucking fire ass tacos.
Yeah.
Yeah, my cousins are starting a food truck.
It wasn't that cousin.
Never mind.
Oh, I get it now. We're all just naming a meal.
Yeah. What we want at a grill. Grill out. Cook out.
Cool. Barbecue backyard.
All right.
Okay.
That was it for Top Shelf. What do you guys think about this drink?
We're going to rate this from 0 to 5 by quarters. Tell us your final thoughts on Voltron Volume 4. We always start with our guest, Jordan. You are up first.
I'm going to say 4.
Boy, that's pretty good.
4, yeah.
You enjoyed it. Now, are you typically a hazy guy? I can't remember.
Not really. Pale ale, but...
You like IPAs?
I do like IPAs, but I usually... Hazies are like my least favorite IPA, usually, just because I've had so many.
But for 4, this is pretty good.
It's pretty good. I would actually, if I saw this at the liquor store, I would grab it again since I've had it.
Normally we do ask if you'd buy it at a bar, but since you own one, would you sell it at a bar?
I would, All right, yeah. Yep.
Now, there is a little theme to our beers today. The two of them are like your good guy beers, and then we have two darker, sinister beers. So,
okay,
like,
sure.
Good versus evil.
I love today. That. I love that. And I you have me evil. And Darren.
What? Good versus evil.
What'd you say?
He's still on the road.
Yeah.
Darren, how was the drive? Was it good?
Yeah, it's fine.
It is called Indiana Ugly in text.
I did. That it's not a bad drive. Indiana is just ugly. It's not the prettiest scenic.
Yeah, lots of cornfields.
And I've driven to California twice already this year.
Oh, wow.
Drove 2 times. Once in February and once in March. So I've seen a lot of other states. And from my professional opinion, is Indiana is ugly.
Southern Indiana is not a bad drive.
It's like the armpit that you drive through.
That's why they say it's the crossroads of America.
It's the armpit, and this is the deodorant right here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what you think about this beer?
Yeah, I agree. This is a 4 for me. I really did like it, and I'm going to finish it.
Are you going to finish it, bro?
How about you, Darren? What would you rank this one?
4.
Oh, another 4.
Yep.
Honer, what's your final thoughts?
My final thoughts are this is juicy, really good. Really good IPA. It's a really good hazy, man. It's good. I don't know what else to say about it because I don't really drink IPAs too much anymore, but it's really good. I'm going to go ahead and give it a 4.25 because I would drink it again. I don't remember what I gave the third volume.
Oh, yeah, I want to know how.
But this one, I like it.
All right.
If they sold it here, I would buy one.
Ooh, my 4 hands is out of Montana or Minnesota. Oh, wait, it was Missouri is what he said. I finally landed on.
Yeah,
Louis, it's out of St. Louis.
I want to change mine to 4.5.
Ooh. I'm going 4.75.
Oh, whoa.
4.5?
All right, so my score, you took the words right out of my mouth there. And 4.5, I thoroughly enjoy it. It's like orange juice. The pine tickle is very nice at the end, just a little bit of a tickle. A little bit of dryness that, especially on a hot day, man, pounding these would be really great, making me like just float on down that river. Can you imagine being like tubing on this?
I would love
Lazy
that.
River beer, float down.
I don't want to imagine that, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I would blind you because I'm so white, but like. So we definitely, all of us would order this at a bar if they were serving it. And we're going to move into our first ad, our sponsor, Hop Station.
Looking for a cool craft beer bar? Hop Station Craft Bar has over 30 rotating taps and hundreds of bottles and cans to enjoy. They also do can purchases for carryout. Not a fan of beer? Well, you're in luck because they have a unique cocktail menu as well. So come enjoy the arcade games, dart boards, and the pool table. Oh, did we forget to mention the food? Whether you want street tacos or delicious pizza, you can't go wrong. With the outdoor patio, it won't be hard for you to find the perfect spot to relax. So head down to Hop Station,
the number one craft beer bar in Indiana. You'll find them on 318 Union Street, Mishawaka, Indiana.
Oh man, I can't rap like I wanna, cause I see kids over there. Don't wanna mind melt them in this motherfucker. Just chillin', killin', doing my thing at that bird. Man, all these fat birds, I'm eating them up like shit, I don't know. I'm Voltron. Put me together, man, I'm moron.
That's true.
Bruce, shut up. Hey, free 90s, old school, boom bap type beat. X freestyle hip hop instrumental fat cat beats on YouTube.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're moving into our next segment, and I have the beer today for the second one. We have Testa di Moro from Nightmare Brewing Company. It's a sour, 6.9% ABV, no listed IBUs, 331 check-ins for an average score of 3.88. Nightmare Brewing Company is a microbrewery out of Bayshore, New York. This style guide says Sicilian-style sour ale with strawberries, Italian Pilsner malts, Egyptian basil, Velma, and Mosaic hops. It should taste tart, strawberry, lemony, delicate, and have a good body. What's everyone think?
What is it?
I love it.
Yeah, he loves it. I do. Yes.
Also, the common denominator, what hops? Mosaic.
Mosaic. Oh. I didn't take no hops.
Sicilian.
I don't think I've ever had a sour that I knew of that had strawberries. I knew like raspberries, blueberries, but
this is perfect.
Our favorite from this company, well, at least mine, is Blood Eagle, and it's made of only things that Vikings had access to.
Okay.
Nice.
And like lingonberries and really small like fruits. It's so good.
Sure. I think I don't know how much basil I get, to be honest.
I get maybe a little herb. I get a little herb.
A little herb.
Yeah. It's on the back end. When your tongue starts drying.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that for sure. Darren, I saw your face. What do you think? I need to know.
I've never felt more inadequate in my life sitting next to Jordan reading the friggin' ingredients. I get a little basil. Right on the tip of my tongue. I'm going to drink it again and just see if there are flavors in there because... First time I really didn't get any. It's a hard pass for me.
Is it too sour for you? Is that what it is?
It, to me personally, and I'm obviously Jordan can break that down into specifics for you, but to me it tastes a lot like I imagine foot sweat would taste.
Foot sweat?
Wow.
Maybe sour funk.
I guess we all like
it. Might be the sour.
It could be.
Maybe. The first one sour.
That makes sense. Okay.
Well, now I'm just going to start thinking it's feet sweat back. Now. When I start
I'm not. I love it. Jordan, I'm right with you on this. The interesting mix with the hops in there, because they don't really hop sours too often.
Yes.
So that tingle of the basil and stuff is just a nice party.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little party of flavor, and you know, maybe it puts some people off. Maybe some people don't like the party.
Maybe it's...
I mean, it's obviously higher alcohol.
Those guys have steaks at grills.
I kind of get like a strawberry goza vibe.
Yeah, a little salty. It's a little salty.
Maybe the salt is reminding you of the sweat then.
It's like an aftertaste.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Sea water. Oh. Sea air.
So what?
I don't know why I went sweat.
It's salty too. So
yeah, that's true.
I mean, right. do you lick you up sweat it. A lot?
You guys are like psychologizing me in this whole thing.
He licked on my neck in a film.
Right. It must be the salt that makes me think of sweat.
This is the same place that had an IPA we had that used Japanese Moshiho salt in an IPA, and it was so fantastic.
So what is the death on this one?
The death? Well, I don't know. I'll look it up while you tell me what you thought.
Each Nightmare Brewing Company has, these are ways of dying. So this one looks like it's maybe they grow strawberries inside the person's body and it just grows. That's what it looks like to me.
Moshiho.
But this beer is it's all right. I mean, it's
good. Yeah. I could drink this all day.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's still some here.
Outdoor, sunny. Yeah.
Every single person at this table loves this beer.
Do you want more?
No, I don't love it. I love strawberry, but it's a little too salty for me, like goza.
I like it.
I love Gozo's
if,
one of my.
If this would have been like more like a smoothie or like one of like a smoother sour or whatever, sure. Oh, yeah. It would be fucking yeah. Great.
Some woman on Sicily cut off, beheaded a man with a vase, with vases. So getting your head cut off by a vase, by porcelain, essentially.
How?
How awful.
How do you do that?
That was my favorite vase.
And the guy was a Moor. So you know, when the Moors invaded Sicily.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Is that a story?
Yeah, it's yes, it's a.
It's the can art, the death way, the way the death is right there.
Maybe you guys should write a movie about it.
You're talking about the picture.
No, the picture and the name of the beer is.
Each
the,
one, they're named after like ways to die. So, like, so this
I,
is one
I
way
I said
to die.
Blood Eagle before. That's when they open up your back and pull your lungs out and make them look like wings, like a bloody
yours
eagle.
Is different than that?
What's that?
What is yours say?
Yeah, same.
Okay.
I just get amazed by how many times you guys speak and I have no idea what you're talking about.
I swear we didn't bring you on the show to make fun of you.
Yeah, at all.
Like getting a Gungo Rao, we've had that on there. That means getting impaled by an elephant tusk, but not just some guy holding it. But.
I can't believe that you came on this show and know what you're talking about.
I've opened two breweries.
I came specifically to see you be as awkward as I was. When I was
he came to make fun of you.
I know.
And he's like, I taste basil in this. What a lovely after smoky taste. What?
Man, I love that salt.
I'm also in restaurants, so I have to, I kind of know a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, just wait till you guys are a team in Family Feud later in Bruce Trivia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, cool. I can't wait.
Yeah, that'll be amazing.
Bring it on.
TNT.
Let's move into beer flights, what we say.
Who? What?
When?
Where?
Why?
And how?
Welcome to Beer Flights, where we dive deep into Jordan Mullins. The first one's always making everyone cry. The first question is so tough. We've had people going to tears, especially Darren. Are you ready?
Are you ready, boy?
I'd like to think so.
All right.
You're not.
Who are you?
Oh, damn. Oh, that's deep. I'd like to think that I am a fun-loving extrovertedly introvert.
Well, as long as you think that.
Okay. Is that even a... Yeah.
That's all that matters.
You would consider yourself an extrovert?
Somewhat.
Do you know what an extrovert is,
introvert.
Brian?
Introvert. I do.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't get that at all. Sorry.
Well, thank you. I think it's been
He's
working
been
in the...
He's been acting the whole time.
you don't get introverted from him?
No.
It's interesting.
I feel like I am. I mean, growing up, my parents always called me, you know, a social butterfly, all these things. But being in the restaurant industry for so many years, when I get home, I'm like, man, I'm so excited to not see anybody and not talk and not.
Well, this means you prefer to be home. You're a homebody.
Sure, I'm definitely
but
a homebody.
But when you're out.
Sure. Yeah. But yes, I've, you know, my wife and I have even spoken about that quite a bit. She's like, man, as you get older, you're definitely getting more introverted. And I'm like, yeah. But I genuinely enjoy people's company, meeting new people, talking to people, learning new experiences. So, yeah.
So your recent short film, Life After, has been making some waves on the film festival circuit. You worked on this with your wife and Darren.
Yes.
Can you tell us how this project came to be? Was the filming such a heavy topic weigh on you some?
Sure.
And then, like, because it was your wife kind of acting against you, did that help you on these emotionally kind of driven scenes because you had a familiarity?
Sure. That's a great question. Yeah, so Life After came about thanks to Darren. I don't know his whole story, you know, 100% accurately, but I think he auditioned for it. And then Autumn, who's the writer and director on it for Life After Films, she had, you know, asked, like, hey, is there anyone that you would feel comfortable with in some of the subject matter in these scenes? And she was like, I think she said, give them three or give me five or names. and I was one of the names, and so she reached out to me, and I remember that day because it was just kind of like I had never met Autumn, but I'm always game for an audition or meeting a new filmmaker. And when I read the script, I instantly looked at Abby because Abby was in our living room with me, and I was like, "Whoa, this stuff is deep." But as an actor, you always want to challenge yourself. So I was like, "Yeah, I'll submit a read." Like, I didn't know at the time that Darren. I think maybe she had mentioned it to me that Darren had said my name. But I submitted, and I think I heard back 2 or 3 days later that the waiting game is always the toughest, right? Because you're like, "Oh, I want it," but. And yeah, so she said I had it, and then reading the entire script was okay. There's some scenes in there where I have to be put in a compromising position. And obviously this happens in real life all the time. And people don't get to talk about it, or they don't feel comfortable talking about it. And knowing that I would be with Darren, who was absolutely phenomenal to work with, right, made you feel so comfortable in those vulnerable situations. Because even though it's, when you're filming it, it's fake, right? I don't know what the word would be. You're not actually going through that, but you do feel like you are going through it a little bit.
Yeah.
In the setting and locations and all that. But yeah, so we did that. Working with my wife was phenomenal. Her and I do things very differently. So we actually didn't, even though we had scenes together, we didn't rehearse at home at all.
Okay.
Did it be
in the moment on that?
Yeah. That's kind of what I like to do. Of course, I'm always open to rehearsal. Like, there was times where we were like, "Hey, will you look at the script while I say the lines out loud, just so I'm just memorizing it correctly?" But other than that, we didn't bounce ideas off of each other or anything. We kind of prepped on our own in the same house. And then when we got to set, it was really like the first time we saw how each other was going to portray that character, which may sound weird, but that's kind of how we do things. We want it to be as real and raw as possible. So when the only thing I really try to do, besides knowing, you know, my emotional place, where the character's mind's at, is I learn my lines, and then I like to follow intuition on set and see where it takes me.
You know what's really cool about that is that you put yourself in a situation to where you impress one another, because you don't know what you're going to get until you get on set, and then you're looking at each other afterwards for the first time. You must have looked at her and thought, "Wow, you just hit that right out of the park," as she must have thought looking across from you as well, which that's kind of cool.
That's a very great point, very true. And it's actually kind of funny, because on the drive home from filming that, I think it was a 2-day shoot, I think I was driving, and it was like midnight, we're driving home, and I look at her and I'm like, "Hey, I think I stepped on one of your lines earlier today. Like, I'm really sorry about that." And she's like, "Oh my God, I feel like I stepped on one of yours." And like, that's all we really spoke about was like, "I didn't mean to fuck your shit up." Like, but it's like, "No, you didn't. So yeah, it's fun.
And I'm seeing the film, and it was spectacular. And both of you did a great job. And Abigail, of course, you know, on there. She's not here because she left you today.
I know. She's like, "I got to go do a feature."
That's why she left. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So The Bike Rider, starring yourself, Tom Hardy, Austin Butler, and Jody, what is it, Comer?
Comer.
Is about the biker gang, the Vandals, set in the Midwest. How was casting? Did your knowledge of the Midwest help? Any good on-sets interactions with director Jeff Nichols, Tom Hardy?
That was life after. That was an experience of a lifetime. It was a very long, drawn-out process. I auditioned in May of 2022 and didn't hear back for a month and a half. So after a couple of weeks, I like to give myself the, like, 24 to 72-hour rule after an audition. You don't hear back, fuck it. Move on, right? Because you're never going to get, unless it's a really small production, you're not going to get a no.
Yeah.
So you're just kind of like, "Well, okay, I got to just move on." If it's a small indie production, usually they're like, "Hey, we went a different route. Thank you so much." That's great. You have closure. But usually on the bigger ones, you don't have closure. And then my agent wrote me back, and they were like, hey, they actually liked what you did, but they want to see you read for a different character. And okay. I was like, okay.
What character did you read for?
The first character I read for is actually in the trailer. I can't remember the character's name, but it's two of the guys that approach Austin Butler's character, and they're like, you can't wear that jacket in here. And they hit him over the back with a stool. And then it even said in the sides for that audition, they were like, must be a tall, menacing figure, right? And obviously the guys are, Austin Butler's pretty tall. Yeah. So those guys are just as tall, if not taller. So I tried to do that audition, and I thought I did a good job. But after seeing it, I'm like, yeah, they worked that magic. So then I got a character who they just called Vandal, because it was actually based on the Chicago Outlaws, but they changed the name to the Chicago Vandals. And it's a guy that comes back from Vietnam, and Tom Hardy's character, Johnny, creates the Vandals as an innocent motorcycle gang that just rides, not even a gang, just a club that rides motorcycles and has fun and drinks beer. But they get into a lot more sinister things. And I'm one of the new wave Vandals that comes in after Vietnam that has PTSD and is, you know, toting his gun around, saying how he held someone at gunpoint to get what he wanted. And Tom, it's a reflection, and that scene is a reflection of Tom Hardy, like, seeing this and then being like, what are we doing? Like, we're hurting people, we're extorting people, we just wanted to ride motorcycles. But after that second callback, I didn't hear back again for another month and a half. 2 months. So I was like, all right, well, I'm fucked. Not getting it. And then my film agent called me on the phone, which doesn't happen too often unless it's good or really bad. And she said, hey, they want to meet you in person in Cincinnati. Can you drive there next Monday? All this is going on. Still COVID, all that, still the protocols is happening. So I had to test every 4 days, even not there, but they would get someone from production on the phone just for me to go in for a callback audition. They would be like, hey, go to this clinic. It's near you. Sorry, we're from Australia right now, but here's the credit card number. Go do this at a local clinic. And I was like, okay, this is just to do a callback audition in person.
Yeah.
And then I was on another feature film at the time, and then I had to leave that feature film to drive to Cincinnati. I went to this high-rise in downtown Cincinnati. This is now September 5th of that year. And I get into the high rise, had to COVID test again just to get into the building. And I'm like, if I fail any of these tests, I'm fucked, which sucks, right? Because it's like, yeah. I can't even audition again. I just don't even get in. Okay, please, please, please don't be positive. Like, I get in there, and right when I walk in, I knew it was a big movie, but I didn't know who was in it. I knew Jeff Nichols was the writer-director, who I had seen Mud, I had seen Midnight Special. So I was a fan. And then I get up to the fifth floor, and the whole fifth floor of this high rise is all production offices. So, it looks like a Walmart of clothes, just period piece costumes and tax and payroll departments over here. And then I go around to the waiting room, and I see like 19 headshots, and it's Tom Hardy, and it's Austin Butler, and it's Jodie Comer, and it's Norman Reedus. And I'm like, that must be who's in it. Okay. They're just fans, right?
And then you turn the corner and you see your headshot.
Not yet, but that's that did happen. But then I sit in the waiting room and everyone's so kind, but everyone's wearing masks. And then I see a huge office and people are meeting, and I see Jeff Nichols in there, and I knew who he was just by looking at him. And I'm like, oh my God, there's Jeff Nichols. And he walks by me and he looks, and I'm the only one sitting on the couch, and he goes, Jordan, thank you for making the drive. We'll talk to you in like 15 minutes. And I was super early. I'm always early. I was like 45 minutes early.
That's me too.
Right? they bring me into the room, and in the room is Jeff Nichols, is Francine Maisler, who, in my opinion, is the biggest casting director in the world right now. She casted Joker. She casted Dune. She casted casted 12 Years a Slave, all these films. And then it's like seven other people and another like local casting. Lynn Myers casting company was in there. And they're all like in a U staring at me, and I'm in a chair. And I have my lines down, right? I've already known them. And Jeff just starts and he goes, Jordan, thank you for making the drive. I heard it was like a 4.5-hour drive. You know, we're not even going to have you read today. And I was like,
what am I doing here?
Well, a simple no would have done just fine.
I don't have a drive here for that.
Yeah. You can call and just be like, no, dude, you suck. Bye. And so he goes, I'm very old fashioned. I wanted to offer you the part in person. And I was like, Oh, I instantly started like kind of crying.
On cue.
It was ugly crying. Yeah. It was like,
and they said, never mind.
Yeah. And then he just proceeded to give me I want you to do the, when we get on set, just do it exactly how you did in the video. I have no notes. And I was like,
nice.
Oh, wow. Nailed it.
Okay. I did like a slight Midwest accent, like Midwest Chicago. And I had a big scraggly beard and long hair. And so then we talked for like 30 minutes. He's like, let's go ahead and not waste these people's time anymore. Let's go to my office. We could talk about it. So he told me, he's like, your scene's going to be with Tom Hardy. You know, I don't know if you know. He like kind of looked at me like, do you know who that is? And I'm like, come on.
Ooh.
So then I started freaking out even more. And so I get in the elevator, start bawling my eyes out, go down to my car, instantly call my wife. She's like, what are you even saying? Because I was like,
talking Sims.
Yeah, and told her that I got it. And it was great. And then I came back 2 weeks later, same building, but having the role. So it was a way different drive, right?
Right, right.
Palms aren't sweaty, still nervous, still have to do the COVID testing. And I get into the fitting area on that same floor, and my headshot was like 22. Like, saw the 19, and I was 22, and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Cool. My role is very small. Just so you know. Like, it's not a...
I don't know. I think it was fate. Just some choppers just went
just
by.
Some choppers.
That was the Vandals.
My hand did make the new trailer, which is really cool. Oh, you see me
That's the greatest hand on any trailer ever.
You can see the mole grabbing the revolver. But my wife saw the film. Being on set was amazing. I got there and I thought I was like going to go, because I was considered a day player, right? So I thought I was going to go. I used to live in Chicago when I was younger, and I did a lot of background extra work on big films like The Wanted and The Beast Show and all that. But I thought I was going to be in general holding, is what they call it. So just with a bunch of other background people, which there's nothing wrong with that. But when I get there, they're like, what's your name? I was like, Jordan Mullins. They're like, oh, yeah, let's move your car. You're over here. You're at base camp. And I was like, I know what base camp means, which is like the makeup trailer, the costume trailer, the actors' trailers. And I was like, okay.
The craft team.
Like, so I get there, and it's a night shoot. So I arrive at 7 p.m. I was there at 5:40. Just because I was like, I ain't missing this shit.
Yeah.
Falls asleep in his car.
I don't care. I'll be there.
Yeah.
And so I'm there, and a production assistant like comes up, and she's like, "Hi, my name's blah blah blah, and I'm going to be your assistant today. And here's your menu. If you'd like to go ahead and order breakfast, and then I'll take you to your trailer." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And then I get in. She goes, "Everything you need is in this trailer. Go ahead." And so I was like, a picture of me in the costume is there. The costume's hanging up. She's like, "You have your own bathroom." And
just the red M&Ms.
I actually ended up getting one of my favorite comfort foods is egg rolls.
You got some?
I got some egg rolls, dude.
All right.
And I didn't have to bake for them. They were on the menu. They were on the menu. Yeah. So then we, you know, we get there and they're like, you're going to be on ice for like 3 hours, which is just sitting there. But go ahead and get in your costume. The funniest part was they walk me to the makeup trailer and the lady looks at me and she goes, damn, you already look perfect for the role, which is like dirty, oily, and I was like,
greasy biker.
I already did my makeup.
Right? She did a little. Yeah, she did a little bit of like black around the fingernails and stuff, and I was like, okay, like I do look pretty bad right now. Thank you.
I haven't showered in 3 months.
Jeff specifically told me, he's like, keep growing the beard as gnarly as you can get it, and I was like, cool. I'm not gonna touch it. Like, then we get on set, and all the background players are placed, and it's like this house party scene. And it was this old, like, country town home in the middle of nowhere in Cincinnati, Ohio. November. We filmed on November 17th and 18th of 2022, and it's freezing, and I get there, and then I hear they place me, and then they have the armorer go on, because everything happened on that movie Rust. Yep. With Alec Baldwin. And they actually gave me a real revolver, which was pretty wild. It wasn't loaded, of course, but yeah. So we go through that, and
well, his wasn't either.
And then they're like, "All right, fly Johnny in," and I'm like, "Oh shit, this is right. I know Johnny is Tom Hardy." So I was the second to last person to get there. He was the last person to get there, and he walks in, and there's three people around him. Someone's doing his hair. Someone's doing his makeup. He's puffing on his vape like crazy.
Well, he's a vapor.
Oh, he's a vapor.
Well, yeah. That makes sense, right?
And I'm
Bane,
talking
right?
like
he was Bane.
I'm talking the big mod ones, what? Like huge, like battery pack, like.
No.
Now it's time for you to die.
And so he looks at me, and the first thing he says, and my heart just instantly is like beating. He looks at me, he goes, "You the bloke with the gun?" And I was like,
"Yes."
Yeah. And he goes, "Fucking gunman." All right. And then just like turns and starts making fun of the DP. Like, it was just like, okay.
That's awesome.
Like,
that's
he's.
So, I love Tom Hardy.
He's been like, "I loved you on Star Trek." He probably hides that film by.
He was so. It was just like he would be so. He was very animated, very not in your face, but just he's a presence, right? He's a force to be reckoned with.
He just didn't he just win a MMA league randomly?
He does jiu-jitsu. Yeah,
he secretly just entered one. Nobody knew about it, but then he actually won.
Yeah. He's wild and he's got like crazy shoulder muscles.
He was in that movie Warrior where he played UFC fighter.
Yep.
So. Was he Bruce?
Yes, I can confirm that.
But working with him was amazing. It was wild. Jeff Nichols had one note for me, which was weird. I wanted more. I just wanted to like, and it's not because I'm saying that like I did a good job.
Yeah.
He's like, you did what I wanted you to do.
I want to learn.
He came up to me after the first take and he goes, the only thing I asked, he's like, Jordan, you're doing great. Take a couple deep breaths. I think they could tell. Like that first take, I was like, voice is cracking. I'm like, I'm going through puberty again. What is going on? He just looked at me and he goes, from the camera perspective, it looks like you're pointing the gun at your buddy that you're telling the story to. He's like, maybe just pop it out a little bit.
Yeah, don't point the gun at me.
Yeah. He's like, other than that, keep doing it. If you want to try something else, go ahead. So I was like, okay.
Awesome. Fucking flip the gun a little bit. Fucking cool. Do all flashy.
Yeah, sorry, that was a long story. But.
I'll do what I want.
They don't do it sideways.
They don't do it.
That's how they do it in South Bend, though.
They're not in South Bend, they're in Cincinnati.
So that was wild. And then, of course, I leaving set, you know, my agent asked me to call her. So I called her and told her how it went. And I was like, hey, can I, you know, I got some photos. Can I go ahead and post about it? Like, and she goes, I wouldn't. She's like, you can. And I was like, well, that's the worst,
I
wouldn't. Right?
I
yeah.
wouldn't.
Yeah. Go ahead, idiot. Like, and I was like, well, why wouldn't you? She goes, what if you don't make the cut of the film? And I'm like, damn. That's So you're touting around like, hey, I'm in the movie. Hey, I'm in the movie. No, you're not.
Didn't even see you.
Even though you did it. Like,
oh, my God.
You're on the cutting room floor. And I'm like, good point. Yeah. I like that.
The director's cut.
So I held on to those photos for a long time.
That's what you were expecting from Jeff Nichols to say, like, you know, so learn something.
So I didn't know I was in it until October of last year. My wife got to go to the Chicago International Film Festival where it aired, and Jeff Nichols did a Q&A, and it was during the actor's strike. She got to see it, and she instantly called me after the movie. She's like, you're in it! You're in it! Your name's in the credits!
That's awesome.
Start posting! Start posting!
So after that, I was like, hell yeah, I'm posting. That's exactly what I did.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You have a stake at a few restaurants around here.
Yes.
Has food and being a restaurant owner always been a passion of yours? You have many different styles of food offerings at your places, from Southern food, pizza, burgers, barbecue, breakfast, and the stuff we had today was awesome.
Yeah.
So has it always been a passion of yours?
And then, like, just tangentially to add there, who are the Haunt of Hounds?
Sure. Yeah. So Haunt of Hounds is basically, if you think of a haunt is a place that people hang out, and hounds get after it. So we all like to hang out, and we really like to get after it.
What is that?
That's like their...
It's our like umbrella.
Run the
it's our umbrella company. So,
okay.
Haunt of Hounds is us four guys, which
your
is
LLC. Or,
yes, yeah, it's yeah. our yep. It's a Lan, Austin, Tim, and myself.
I like that name.
And then underneath it, we have Fatbird, Oak and Ash, Propaganda Pizza, Dainty Made Food Hall, a roaster called Revenant, and then we branched out into media services as well.
Wait, so roaster called Revenant is yours?
Yes,
bro. I love that coffee.
Isn't it good?
Yes, we had it. We had it one time.
I don't know
if you're there, but
well, it's
in
not
that,
just mine.
Right,
but,
right. But it's in that area where it has like multiple businesses.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the food hall.
And It's really good.
I have had it.
I should have brought some. I knew we were drinking beer, so
I would have loved to.
I'll get you some.
Yeah, if you ever wanted like a.
Yeah, let's go.
We have a bro who makes mead. He makes a coffee mead. He always grabs South Bend coffee. So maybe he's made a mead from your coffee before.
Okay. That would be sweet. Yeah, but so, like I said before earlier, off the record, that we had always, you know, opened up breweries and opened up restaurants for other people. And we all worked together a lot. And we were like, why don't we just do it? Why don't we just do it for ourselves? But capital was an issue. So one of our partners, who was a childhood best friend of mine, Austin, you know, knew how to raise funds and investment and things like that. And so he was that piece. And then the other three of us, Tim, Alan, and myself, were the restaurant piece. And we actually opened up Fatbird in November of 2020. We opened up during COVID. Yeah. Because the price on this space was so cheap at the time.
It's a great space.
It's a great space. It's connected to the Morris where all the Broadway shows come. So on show nights, you're just always busy. And of course, during that time, it sucked because there was no shows.
Yeah.
But we had kind of, we always wanted a Southern concept. Our executive chef and partner, Alan, is a brilliant man with food. He's also just a brilliant man in general, but... he was like, yeah, if you Google the top three foods during COVID, it's pizza, Chinese, and fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
And so we built a huge business on takeout. And then also the aesthetic was really cool for downtown.
Did you guys do growlers? Because I know that was a thing. You could,
it was weird.
You could sell beer that way.
We couldn't sell it to go, but breweries could.
Okay.
So we didn't have that permit, but... That would have been sweet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I hit all the questions. But yeah, we have a very diverse, we have a lot of concepts we want to do in the future, but we're kind of slowing down on all that because we have enough right now.
Yeah, it's a lot on your plate.
Yes.
No pun intended.
Yes.
My brother. Darren, have you been to Dainty Maid?
I haven't.
It's fantastic.
You need to go.
I think this is the first time I've been to South
Bend. I was going
to
say this.
Oh, wow. You went to the festival.
I went where?
You went to the festival of us.
Oh, okay. This is the second time I've been to South Bend.
But, so, yeah. No, great.
Thank you for coming.
Great local joints around this area. Fatbird included and Dainty Maid included as well.
Oh, cool.
You definitely need
to. I love their concept
there.
It never
brings me any food on set, nothing.
It's like four restaurants. It's
not going to be good to go like 4 hours.
No, that ramen's not going to be. That ramen won't keep.
Yeah. But, I mean, it still tastes good, but it's not fresh.
The Dainty Maid is like a food hall where like four different restaurants, you can order off any of the menus. So you can have like the entree from here, that's the awesome. Side dish from here.
Great idea.
Wow. Yeah, that's cool.
It's like,
isn't that where
the
we
Rain
just,
Cafe, Rainforest it, Cafe.
Is that not idea. Where the Revenant is or no?
Yep, Revenant's in there.
Okay,
and Revenant,
that's what I thought.
We also have a roastery space for it as well, invested interest. And they're about to open next week, 3 days a week, in that location for like experimental like pour-overs and coffee talk and all that. So, and then we're looking at a potential third location that is unknown right now.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. I did want to know, so back to your acting.
Mm-hmm.
When you do auditions, is it all like you send in the tape? Or
it's
do you
mostly
drive
it's
your...
mostly self-tape. I've had, when I lived in Chicago a long time ago, when I was young, I did a lot of in-person auditions.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it's self-tape right now, and then, which the industry kind of changed after, you know, COVID and the strike. And now it actually, I just read an article recently, I can't remember the actress, but she's a well-known British actress, and I'm sorry that I can't remember her name, but you'd know her if you saw her.
Any driver?
No, but I do love her.
Natalie Portman.
No.
Not British.
She's not British.
Yeah. but she had said how she hates the self-tape, you know, time, which I actually count it as a blessing. To be honest, yeah. Because I don't have to. I live in South Bend. I live here. What is here?
Notre Dame.
That's what I was
going
to say.
Notre Dame, yeah.
Because you're getting all these, you know, these gigs.
It's,
and like,
it's opening doors for me, at least, that I wouldn't otherwise have. Don't get me wrong. I do believe what she was saying in the article. She was like, well, I get to kind of win over the casting director in person. I get to look them
in
the eye.
There's a little bit of
they feel who I am.
Give and go. Like you can read the audience.
Exactly.
But if you can make them feel something through video.
But if you can make them feel something through video.
That's deeper. But no, like.
But yeah, so mostly it's self-tape.
You think that everybody moves to California and that's how they make it.
Yes.
But no, you guys are proving that you can do this
without
moving to California.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I really didn't.
In the Midwest with all the tax breaks coming, I mean, in Ohio, Kentucky for sure.
Kentucky's got a good one.
Yeah. Indiana did pass one, but it needs some work. Cool. Needs some work.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you've worked with our mutual friend, Darren. Many, many times. How did you guys meet? Do you have a shorthand now because you've had so many projects together that you can like be in each other's heads or anything like that?
I mean, I think we're in each other's dreams. A little bit.
Get out of his dream and get into a car.
It's what?
Get out of his dreams and get into his car.
He did today.
I did.
I think the first thing we actually worked on, I can't remember if Gunslinger was filmed before Siege or Siege was filmed.
Siege.
So we did a short fan film called Siege, which I believe is going to release this year or next year. You know, we played some cool characters. It's based on the, is it Ubisoft?
Ubisoft.
Rainbow Six Siege. Yeah. Is it Ubisoft?
Yeah.
That does them? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
We
just had a guest on that did Ubisoft work.
Our last guest, he's the voice of John Seed in Far Cry 5.
Yeah, that's very cool.
We did Rainbow Six Siege?
We did a short fan film.
That's awesome.
Yes. And that is with our buddy Thomas Casey Zellers, who wrote and directed it. But we were there one day on set for pickup. It was pickup shots, I think.
At the same time, yeah.
Yep. And then, like, he had his character videos on one day. I had mine on another day. But we didn't really get to... It was kind of a run-and-gun day.
Yeah.
It was just like, we got to do it.
I just stared at him from afar. I was like, there he is.
I know.
I was already a fan before I ever saw him. So as soon as I started working with him, I was like, wow.
Wow.
That's same awesome. Same.
Getting your flowers right there.
Right.
Getting a little Owen Wilson there.
Same for him.
Wow. Wow.
And then we had, we did Gunslinger, but we were never there on the same day. So it's a kind of a coming of age tale.
Baseball movie.
You know, he plays a scout and an ex-amazing baseball player.
Are you going to say aging?
No.
I felt retired. I felt like that was on the tip of your tongue. Aging baseball player.
No.
Former baseball player.
And he is the mentor to my character's son. And I play a piece of shit dad. Which I do fairly well.
You did
I
play
think.
Him really well.
Right?
Whoa.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
I mean, being an asshole is easy, right?
Right? It's easy.
Because we all have them.
So true, brother.
So yeah, and then but we were never on set those days.
Nope.
But we got to see each other, and his work and that film was phenomenal. And then we finally, I believe, got Life After, where there was a scene, and we had messaged between all those films like one day
we'll get to act
together
face to face against each other.
And then
which
he
is
was
what
very
we really wanted.
He was very kind, and he. You know, he started Emerald Forest, which is an amazing project.
Yeah, I want to make sure to bring that up.
Oh, yes. There's, yeah.
There's a role for us.
That would be
I'll
so
be a munchkin.
Cool.
You can go and figure it out now.
Yeah, we'll have Bruce as the aged, what's it called, bartender.
Can I be
aging
like
baseball player.
The dead wizard.
The Three Musketeers.
Yeah. You know, and we saw...
I can do a Tin Man.
The one thing that was really cool, about that is, and one of the things I appreciate about Darren specifically is a lot of times, right, it is who you know and it's all these things, and he was so true to his word and so fair with everyone, right? Like, I think a lot of actors who knew him or had worked with him in the past, they were like, oh, Darren's doing this, I'm guaranteed a role. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. No one has said that to me specifically. But I do know that that's how the small independent film community can work. Or those are the stereotypes or those are the assumptions made. And with him, it was just like, Abby and I tried to go about it like, hey, you know, should we audition for this? You know, and the way he did it, he sent sides just like you would send sides to anyone. He's just, you know, we are friends, but we're not friends. You're going to go through the same audition process. You're going to do this. You have to submit, right, by the deadline. And I really appreciate that because
There's a lot of money involved.
You know, you got to get it right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I wasn't the only person watching the audition videos either, which is why I needed it.
Yeah.
I would have hired you with no thought.
No, but that's one of the things. I love that, right? Like, I love... So we were like, Abby and I were like, let's audition. We didn't hear back as soon as we wanted to, but no, I'm just kidding.
It was the 3 days, 72 hours.
Right. For me, it was like 96 hours, and I was like, fuck this. No, just kidding.
I'm out. Next project.
We heard, and Darren was amazing, and we got to shoot, you know, the proof of concept in the first 16 pages, and it was a wonderful time, and we got to meet amazing people that he had known and that he had worked with and he assembled, and everyone was so kind and so giving, right? And everyone pulled their weight, and it was a wonderful day. I can't imagine how he felt that day, because...
Overwhelmed?
I would have been. I've never really done that end of the production, so, yeah. And he handled it with grace and tact. And
I had never done it before either.
Your way through it.
It's so awesome, though, because I remember when we had you on the show, you were talking about, like, this is the biggest project you wanted to do.
And I hadn't shot it yet.
Yeah, and now it's like, it's actually becoming a thing.
It is still the biggest thing.
Yeah, it's so awesome, though. I'm really glad
it's getting bigger.
I'm glad you actually made it reality, bro. That's awesome.
Yeah, more things to come.
No. And I couldn't imagine the DMs he got. I can't fathom. I did casting for one really small short film once, and it was a nightmare.
I still get them. I still get people that message me.
Honer does it. Honer DMs you all the time.
Yeah.
I'm doing it right now.
Everybody wants to get in the movie.
That was Beer Flights. Now it's time to talk about that beer.
What'd you guys think?
I finished drinking, right? I finished it.
Well, he didn't like it. So.
He didn't like it.
I finished it a while.
Anybody want it?
Just to remind you, it's a 0 to 5 by quarters. Let's just get Darren out of the way. Darren, what did you think about this beer, and what score would you give it?
Because of the basil only.
And the salt. The sweat. I'm sorry, the sweat.
I'm going to give it 0.25.
Oh, my God. That's not the lowest score.
We've had a zero, so it's not the lowest score.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and go again.
You had a whole glass.
4.5, 4.5. I think it was a tremendous
beer. I'm right there with him. I give it a 4.5 as well. I love the little experimentalness to it. That's what gives me... I think, taste-wise, I'm giving it probably a 4. It's well in the great, is where 4 starts. But I'm giving it a good boost to 4.5 because, like, I love that they're just trying things. And the basil and hopping this sour is an interesting take on there, too. So I'm giving it a 4.5. It's hints of strawberry, very light. It's just a fun, sour, salty experience.
Yeah. I'm going to go 4.3 to 4.5 as well with y'all. I truly wish the ABV was down and it could be considered like, you know, just be a session goza.
A little bit more crushable.
But yeah, a little bit more crushable. But I do think that they were very ambitious with what they were trying to do. I have had experimental beers before with basil and they were fucking awful. Just because it was so pungent, basil, just like basil Ford, and you're like, all right, I like basil, but like, come on,
it's not a pizza.
It's not a pizza. But yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was nice.
I'm gonna give it a 3.
Ooh.
It was all right.
I'm surprised by this.
That's still good.
It's salty. Yeah, if it was
that's
a
my brother.
The Goza, like, I don't like that version of it.
Okay.
I wish it was a smoothie, like I said. If it was a smoothie strawberry sour, oh my God, this would be amazing. But it's not, so 3.
Nightmare Brewing can sometimes be found right here in South Bend. I did get this through Tavor. Nightmare has finally made it to Tavor, so we're able to get more stuff. But let's move into our second sponsor, Niles Brewing Company.
Do you want to find a hidden gem in the Midwest craft beer scene? If so, your search is over. The Niles Brewing Company is a nano brewery that produces some of the finest craft beer in the Midwest, with several award-winning brews and more to come, thanks to the expertise of master brewer Brandon Townsley. Be sure to check Facebook and Instagram for updates on upcoming events. On Sundays, you can enjoy a delectable brunch collaborated with Jim's Smokin' Cafe from noon to 2 p.m., accompanied by Mimosa and Bloody Mary flight specials all day long. The brewery is located in Niles, Michigan, which features a social district downtown where patrons can enjoy their drinks outside on the sidewalk of Niles. For those seeking exceptional food, outstanding beers, and events that offer great company and entertainment, Niles Brewing Company is located at 206 East Main Street, Niles, Michigan, 49120. It is the ideal destination.
It's just you and me, baby.
It's just me and you, baby.
All right, let's hit it.
Hit it.
Nope. Oh.
There's the beat. Now I'm beating it up like some ass on the streets. Now I'm making this shit up. And I'm limping, dipping, doing what I can and loving it like Wonderland and doing it right now. Man, I'm drinking. Oh, shit. Man, you came through like that. Hey, why'd you come in like that? Cause I never summoned you. I wish you weren't there so I couldn't look at you. But I would never choose you like Pikachu, bitch.
His heart got some courage.
Free, alive, heart trap type beat, freestyle type beat, Protome on YouTube.
Welcome back. Not Cotter, though. And we're going to go into the third beer. Brian, what do we got?
We are doing a third beer by Family Business Beer Company, which is owned by Jensen Ackles. Eccles? I feel? Okay. Thank you.
Ankles.
Nope. This is called the Hamilton Pale, 4.9% ABV, 26 IBU, 2,300 check-ins on Untappd, rating a 3.63. Family Business Beer Company is a nano brewery out of Dripping Springs, TXville. What is that, TX?
Texas.
Yes, good job, Style Guy. It says apricot, peach, and tropical citrus aroma, bright, hoppy, and crisp. A focus on late hop additions provides a lot of juicy flavor while keeping bitterness to a minimum. Lisa says, moving on. That's it. What do you guys think?
The style guide also says it should be clean, light-bodied, hoppy, floral, and bitter.
It's all
not
that.
Not my style guide.
I think it's all that. It's slight hops.
It is.
Who said that?
They That's did.
What the brewery says.
Lex D from Untappd gave it a 1.75 and said, tastes like dirt, not impressed. Wow, what do you guys think?
He's wrong. He's so wrong.
That's some good fucking dirt.
Hey, that's that Texas
only
dirt.
Only the best in Indiana.
I get that peach and apricot. I love that little apricot. Fruity beginning. It's right there in the front. And then you just got, ooh, it's so clean. And then you got
it
that.
It just cuts out.
Boom, and it's gone. You're like, what? I got to go get some more.
Mm-hmm. That is like.
That's why I want it.
That is delicious.
I'm thoroughly surprised. I'm usually not. I get down with some IPAs occasionally, but when it says just pale ale, I usually check out. I'm not a pale ale guy.
You could
just this one is different. This
that's,
one's different. This
that's
is
yeah.
Quality.
No, there's a lot of bad pale ales out there though, right? Usually, you think it's going to be a go-to. You're like, oh, I'll just get this. It's a pale ale. It's going to be a little bitter. Goku. It does have a similar branding to what I've seen on your guys' social media lately, like Garage Beer.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That shit's good. I do my research, too. But, right? Like, it kind of just...
It's just a little
it's
basic.
Very, it's basic. It's minimal. Yep. But I like that.
Me yeah, too. It's 1970s, right?
Sometimes you don't want a beer that just has all this flavor. You just want a beer.
Just give me a beer.
That branding looks like old style.
That
from
sounds like an advertising campaign.
Schlitz.
Especially something nowadays, like, you know, all this shit.
Sometimes you don't want any flavor. You just want beer.
And then, you know, crack Coors open a Coors Light.
I just want carbonated alcohol.
That's right.
When you don't want to say that you like seltzers, you crack open a Coors Light.
That went different in my head, but yeah, you guys got it.
Yeah, we got it.
What I wanted to say, though, was something.
I forgot.
Honer, what do you feel about this beer?
I feel it, man. I think the last Family Business one we had is way better.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm not American pale ale guy. So it's all right, you know. I don't really know else what to say, you know. It's hoppy, but it's not too hoppy.
I don't think it's hoppy at all, really.
No, just slightly at the end.
Yeah. And for some reason, to me, just my personal opinion, it's not as crushable as Dale's pale ale.
Okay. I don't know if you've had Dale's, it. Yeah.
I've never had Dale's.
You've never had Dale's?
Yes. I feel like I could chug this, though.
I could. Oh, yeah. But there's something.
I feel like it's a chuggable beer.
I want to see you chug it right now, though.
There's something
He's not streaming anymore. Why do that?
As it acclimates to, like, room temperature, it's not, like, the bouquet is not there as much.
Okay.
Did you say bouquet?
Yes.
Who are you?
You didn't know I had this other life?
No, but I love it. I think I've never been more turned on in my life.
Whoa.
Have another beer.
The aroma and the bouquet of the beer smells like basil.
Darren, what are your thoughts on this one? Did you get those at?
Yeah, it's less sweet than this one for sure. I would drink a whole one of these.
Nice!
All right.
It's only a little bit more alcohol than Coors.
A little more alcohol?
What, 4.9?
Yeah, 4.9.
What, usually the typical
Coors
domestic?
Coors is like 2-something,
oh,
maybe even 3.
Budweiser is like 5 or 6, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was around like 3.
Bud is the more stronger of the domestic.
And you get the same price, so it's kind of like more for your kids.
This actually is a good cookout beer.
All
with
right,
your steak.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you changing your name? Are you going to, are you kicking Coors Light to the curb and going with Hamilton Pale?
Well, that just seems personal.
Don't you want to meet Jensen?
But I would. I would be just as happy if that was
nice. I have a. I always actually wondered this. So you're finding out that I love beer.
Yeah.
And that, yeah. What do you think of, like, British beers or UK beers? With your background.
What I could say about a British beer would be equal to what I could say about any other beer.
Okay. I was going to say, we're fans of some ESBs here. We've had them on the show.
I thought he was about the deep dive.
We've had some British beers come in. We've had the Trooper beer from Iron Maiden as well.
Oh, wow.
Iron Maiden has a beer.
The Trooper.
Yeah.
Some extra special bitters.
Yes. And even though it says it's extra special bitter, it's not very bitter.
Sure.
It's not really bitter. It's like a totally misnomer.
Yep. What?
Just because it says it's bitter, it's not.
Yeah. Yep.
That was your British accent? Better tasting Coors Light.
All right.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It doesn't taste like rainwater.
Sounds like it's better than. We might get a good score out of you tonight.
Maybe.
Maybe.
He did give it a four. Voltron was good.
Oh, yeah. That was good. 4.5.
Oh, go ahead and hit it. Die by review. Die by review. Die by review. One star, two, three star, four. Maybe a couple of fives. Die by review. Die by review. Die by review. Die Bar Reviews is where I read 1 through 5 star reviews for dive bars I probably never visit. All right, let's do this thing. Today we're digitally visiting Legends in Notre Dame,
ooh,
Indiana.
I've never been there, but I've always wanted to.
You ever been there, Jordan?
I have, yes.
What are your thoughts before I read these reviews?
It gets very busy on game weekends because directly south of the stadium.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Well, I'm kind of
the food's not great, or.
I mean, it's Notre Dame's Applebee's.
Okay, yeah.
Just pricier.
A lot pricier.
Wow, that's an expensive neighborhood.
Very expensive.
I've always wanted to go, but just never, because it's always busy.
Yeah, I would go, especially off season. Try it out.
Okay.
But the crowd is fun.
All right. Right, yeah, yeah.
This makes up for it.
This is not the dive bar I thought we were doing.
Yes. No, yeah. That one's for another time.
At Legends, no. I knew some people that did some promo video work for him.
I wish he would come back.
Same.
Joyce Nash with a 2-star says, I didn't enjoy it at all. The chicken was tough and tasteless, and I wasn't sure how long it has been out or if it was yesterday's chicken. I couldn't even enjoy my fries. If that is going to be a restaurant on campus, then step up to the name of it.
What's she talking about? What's she talking about?
She's saying that it's not legendary.
Saying, legends. Yeah, okay, she's saying it's not good at all.
They don't have good chicken.
I guess not. Don't get the chicken.
What's that? It's not fat bird chicken.
No.
That's right. That's some fat ass chickens.
Dude. It is. Pump them up.
I love a fat bird.
There's an ad right there.
There you go.
So I can take a bite of my chicken.
Hey, there's the ad right there.
That's your new tagline right
there. That's a fat bird.
That's a fat bird dirt.
All right. Gary Payton with a one star.
Gary Payton?
Gary, I was just about to say Supersonics.
The glove?
What a joke. So strict on kids sitting in a booth with a parent, and service sucks. Go somewhere else. Feels like the Catholic nuns are running this place, and I'm a Catholic. Be better.
Wow, isn't that an indictment on nuns right there?
That's rough.
You can't make fun of nuns.
He did. I didn't.
That's
they're
terrible.
A comedian.
They're going to have to do like 12 Hail Marys to get rid of that.
That's none of their business.
Oh
hey.
That was the best thing I've ever seen.
All right, let's end the podcast.
All right, Gary Coach with a two star says, "Just a dump of a bar."
Okay,
it was probably right.
Thanks
after
for telling
a game.
Us why.
Oh,
right after a game.
Yeah,
people trashing it.
They trash it, dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
True.
It's
I
not
can see that.
The employee's fault.
Yeah, but the owner is just pulling that money.
They're in Italy.
Probably.
Really? Probably. I don't know. No. That was pure.
Totally random. You could have said they're in Ireland.
It sounded good.
Shit.
Have you ever gone to a football game?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get into their bar?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't
in the press
awesome?
Box? Yeah. That's the only place you can drink.
Right. It's awesome.
The locals, we all love sweet tickets. Because we're like, we'll go to the snow games. We'll go to the rain games.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We'll just stay up here and get drunk.
Dude, that's...
I mean, they're
badass there for, bar.
Yeah.
The hockey team and the basketball has it too. So you
I
know.
Love hockey.
My
you love the hockey section. I love the
sweet
hockey, the
up.
Sport.
Well, that's what I said.
O'Brien.
So
yeah.
My brother-in-law owns a Notre Dame salon and barbershop on campus, and he took his staff to the hockey arena for a Christmas party, and we had the suite like standing on the ice just right behind the glass, but you could go up and get beers as much as you wanted. It was Christmas.
So, yeah, so good.
All right, so we're gonna go with we're gonna go with Quinoline Reed Dodd with a 3-star says, "We come for Father's Day because my husband likes it. I just go for moral support. The food is okay, but nothing to write home about."
But you just wrote about it.
Oh shit! But she didn't write home about it.
Oh okay, but she lives.
She wrote
in
everybody.
See,
about
this
it.
Is what this is what people miss about that. Place. It's in the parking lot of the football stadium.
Yeah, right.
It's super convenient to go on game day. Because then you go out the front doors, you're like, fuck, I'm drunk. And I have tickets to the game. And then you're like, where am I going? You're like, oh, stadium's right there.
Yeah.
This is epic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they know they can just half-ass their food.
Oh.
Because they're like, we're just
you're gonna charge like you're 25 bucks for a single patty burger.
Nuggets.
Nuggets. Frozen nuggets.
Yeah, not hand battered.
Hand battered.
This is the greatest chicken sandwich I've ever had.
Hey!
Oh, fat bird!
5 stars.
It's so good, dude.
We're not ranking the chicken sandwich right now, but hey, 5-star.
Lindsay
banger.
Said, yeah.
Yeah, their chicken sandwiches are fire.
Chicken is amazing.
Yeah.
Very so juicy. Team.
We should have got a video of him eating it.
We should have.
Slow motion.
He can put it to his dramatic reel.
Look at me eating. I'm the new Brad Pitt.
I can eat. Hire me. All right, so we got Richard Hughes with a 4-star says, "It feels more like a watch the game place than a pub. And nothing wrong with that. Good pub grub that gets pricey at the high end. We shared the nachos, which were different from the norm in a good way. Delicious. I would have enjoyed a couple of nice IPAs, but there was the only one on the menu, and that one I know I don't like. Two-hearted IPA. Very strong malt
layer. I agree. Two-hearted is terrible.
I had the pale ale, which was in okay, but I would check the beer menu before going back."
Jeez. Two-hearted is so good.
It's a staple beer.
It is.
Yeah.
Am I personally over it myself? Yes. But that's my fault. Yeah. That's not their fault.
Our brother, our
I drink
brother,
it all the time.
Our oldest brother fucking loves that shit.
Yeah, he'll it's come still
in,
good.
It's like all of a sudden he just became a fucking Two Hearted fan. Like he came to visit, he's like, Two Hearted. I'm like, okay, bro, you can. There's so many other beers here.
He went to Bell's in Kalamazoo.
I didn't know what that means.
No, he went to a bar in Plymouth, Indiana, and he said Two Hearted.
Or is he saluting the Hunger Games?
That's this. Nice try. Too.
No, and it's always consistent. Which, to be honest, if you're a restaurant goer or beer drinker, what do you want from your local brewery?
Consistency. Wow, Brian, you knew what he was going to say, dude. Shit.
It's like we finish each other's sentences.
I want breakfast. I want breakfast ramen. That's what I want. Oh, with some extra soup dumplings.
It's so good.
And Two Hearted.
Man, who's asking Bruce all these questions?
So once we get the backspace at Dainty Made done, we'll do an episode in the back.
Ooh.
It's just going to be super loud during brunch on a Sunday.
I can see that.
Yeah.
All right, so last up, we got Kelly Newland with the 5-star.
Kelly Rowan?
Banger to end us off says, we went here at a popular time. Place was full, and yet we were seated quickly, and the service was fast and great. We had the barbecue wings, chicken fingers, and fries, which the fries were fantastic, and the pretzel appetizer with cheese sauce. Everything was great. Such a great atmosphere for all. Fans, go Irish.
Go Irish.
Go Irish.
So she gave a 5-star?
Yeah.
She started it with the word banger.
Yep.
I'm looking at a banging machine.
That's at the Torch Lounge.
Oh.
A local institution.
Yeah, I thought that was the dive bar.
I was going to have that be the dive bar, but then I was like, we're going to be in a restaurant. Yeah. Let me not do it. But I was going to do it. I had all the reviews. I had to erase them.
Yep.
I went to Legends.
Yep.
Anyway, so that's there you have it. If you're ever in Notre Dame, Indiana, waiting for the game or whatever, then check out Legends. You might not like the food. Service may be slow, but screw it. They got beer. Maybe the beer will make the food taste not so cheaply. Go Irish and all that. All right, back to you, Bruce.
All right, so we're going to rank this beer. Let's shake things up and let's go backwards. I'm going to go first, and we'll move to the guest last. I feel like this is a 4.0, which is a spectacular score for me for a pale ale. I love the little bit of citrus notes that fade away, that nectarine peach, boom, gone, the apricot. And then just a little bit of a hoppy end, but not much. It's nothing, and I think it is very crushable. So if you're looking for a pale ale and you're usually not a fan of pale ales, this is the one to go to. Get that Family Beer Co. and go to town on it.
How I'm going to piggyback off of Bruce here, and I'm going to say 4.25. This was delicious. I could drink it every day.
Every day?
Around my family.
Well, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give I'm going to give it a 3.75. I think it's pretty good for a pale ale.
Around my friends.
I don't really care for American pale ales, but this is pretty good. It pales in
comparison. You don't care for America?
It pales in comparison to the last beer that we had, the Golden Ale, right?
Yep, Golden Age.
That one was amazing.
Was it?
I still have some.
Bits. So, all right, that's all I gave it, 3.75.
Jordan,
you know I'm gonna do a solid 3.5.
Wow,
I think it's,
he said no.
He I said half.
I think it's good. It's not as.
I don't think Jensen's gonna like your score.
He's gonna beat my fucking ass.
Yeah,
and I'd like it.
Hey.
I like the marketing, the logo, the taglines. I think it's actually really good. It's still not a Dale's Pale Ale to me, which okay. I don't think is the end-all, be-all, but it's just when you see a Dale's Pale Ale and you're in a liquor store, you're like, oh, nothing else? All right, yeah, let's go.
When you keep saying Dale's, I keep thinking of Duff. From
similar. Similar. It looks...
Same flavor.
Same flavor. Right?
I like flavor.
It's just sudsy.
Oh.
Sudsy, crispy.
I do like that little tagline down there. When around beer, your family.
That was the first thing I said, and I showed it to Darren. I was like, that's probably my favorite part about this.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
But it's not a bad beer.
Very good. 3.5 is a very good score.
I agree. I would buy this.
We just like to have fives on us.
It wouldn't be.
We just like to have fives.
It wouldn't be my first choice going to the liquor store.
No, I agree.
Would you buy it at a bar, though?
Yes. Yeah, also, I wonder how it would be on tap compared to...
That's what I'm saying.
Go to Dripping Springs, Texas.
Oh, my God, I would love to. I would love to go to that brewery.
I would love to go to that brewery.
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Because some of our favorite breweries are in Texas. Darren, what do you think about this beer?
I think that I'm just the polar opposite of all of you. I would say 4.
Out of whoa. This one, yeah.
Oh, shit. He loved it.
Yeah, this one was good.
I give it a 4, too, so that would be... That's the same.
Yeah. What are we doing?
You bragged about this one and then went 3.
I was just being honest.
He was just like excited honestly. For a pale
after
ale.
I came down. Yes.
I thought it was good. That's probably my favorite one of the 3 so far.
After I came down from,
the world.
All right. So our next spot, this is for all those listening. We have a spot open for a sponsor. We'll give you an ad right here in this spot. But we're just going to give a quick shout out to a friend of ours. Make sure you check out the UPS store on State Road 23 in Ironwood in South Bend, Indiana for printing, copying, shipping, and notary services and Amazon drop-offs. They are good friends of our pod and help us out. And they'll help you out too. The UPS store on State Road 23 in Ironwood in South Bend, Indiana.
Yeah, I love that.
Honar.
Hey. Got my brother back in the background. Wish he wasn't making a fucking sound, but he can't stop because he got that. He don't ever stop. He's got that. Man, he's making me giggling. I'm loving it. I'm jiggling every time I'm laughing in. He's making every moment happen in. I'm loving it no matter what's happening. Like Michael Jackson. Hey, wait, what?
That's right, motherfucker.
That's tight, motherfucker. That's right, motherfucker. This orange is right, motherfucker. Free giggle talk dot beat boom bap rap beat some answering YouTube.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
We're gonna move into the next beer. Honar, what we got?
So I got Acheron from Martin House Brewing Company. It's a stout imperial double, 12% ABV, 57 IBU, 5,600 check-ins from everyone in the universe, 4.23 out of 5.
That's a damn good score, Phil.
It's from Fort Worth, Texas. Style Guide says, in Dante's Inferno, the Acheron River forms the border of hell. At MHBC, Acheron is our deeply dark and ravishing imperial stout. Aged 6 months in whiskey barrels and unblended for maximum barrel flavor. This 12% ABV stout will satiate your sinuous desires.
Can't talk.
I don't know these words for something bold, burly, boozy, and barbarous. Acheron is brewed with black malts, black barley, chocolate malts, crystal malts, and oats. It's finished with brown sugar and Columbus hops to balance its Leviathan body. Drinking this beer will help Karen determine your fate. Sharon?
Karen.
Oh, damn it.
Sharon. When a beer comes in a box, it might be all right.
Sharon, he's the ferryman. He carries you from the mortal life to the undead.
And one of the top check-ins is Firm B. They said, why are you here? Booby McClips has questions. Dark chocolate roast fig oak. I love this.
So far, my first thoughts is I'm on loving this too.
Jordan.
Oh, give me it.
Are you a Steve Austin, Stone Cold Steve Austin fan? Yeah. Did you ever have his pale ale? I wanted to ask this before, but I forgot, so we're going to do this right now.
Broken Skull. We've had it on the show.
The Broken Skull. Yeah.
He has a pale ale?
Yes. He has 2 beers now. Dude,
is that what he would...
Yeah. Well, now, his newer ones,
newer. Back.
They're tall boys.
Broken Skull IPA is what it's called.
I have not had it.
You might like it. Anyways, we'll go on to this beer.
I will try it.
What do you think about this beer?
Did you really just move on from that question, and then we're just going...
I get it. It rolls into it.
It didn't. But all right,
you know what rolls into it?
My
belly.
The molasses, like a slight bit of like char and espresso in the back end.
Yeah,
I really, really, really enjoy.
I'm digging this a lot. What was that ABV? It's a heavy hitter.
13.5.
I'm not a fan of IPAs.
That's why you brought up Stone Cold.
To me, it drinks like a very smooth oatmeal stout.
Yeah.
Which is what
dark chocolate.
I love it, especially since it's whiskey, a higher ABV.
But it's not a heavy whiskey flavor.
Yeah,
just there in the background, just dancing across my tongue.
I just got a lot of head from this one.
Okay, that's not a bad thing on a stout.
Dream come true.
That's actually a pretty good thing on a stout. Usually, you get that creaminess when you get that foam in.
Right.
What about you, Darren? What are you thinking about this?
Yeah, Darren.
I definitely taste the coffee taste at the end of it.
Yeah,
but. I felt assaulted.
You felt the salt
when I first drank it. Yeah,
it tastes like feet.
And then I drank it again, and it assaulted me a second time. So
feet salt.
the first initial drink to me is not pleasant.
No, I had a sip of this foam.
Did you say it's a warm up?
You gotta let it warm up.
Like on a stove? What do you mean make it warm up?
Like he's saying, oh, no, not cold.
It should be warm?
It shouldn't be.
Yeah, you gotta dip your nuts in it real quick.
It needs to be colder. I mean, warmer.
Big old nuts. So I'm gonna try it again.
That's why we have
it's warm
first thoughts and final thoughts, because by the time you get to the end,
it's like a tasty little treat.
It shouldn't have that reaction.
No. You shouldn't. If you don't like it, you don't like it, because I didn't like whatever the hell I drank out of that foam. I don't have, like I said, I just got foam right now. I'm trying to fight through the foam.
Fight through it, man.
You thank can't you.
Drink anymore. That. That's got no foam.
Just fight through
it's
it.
It's like super toasted oats.
You know what? After I drink a little bit more, I do like it.
Huh? Like what?
I'm gonna keep going.
Taking the nose. I mean,
don't worry, keep going. Let it warm up because we're gonna be doing our next segment.
It tastes spoiled.
I'm gonna let it warm up.
We're gonna be fighting more than just what we think about this beer, but fighting words on Bruce Trivia.
Bruce
Trivia.
Bruce
Trivia.
Bruce. Bruce. Bruce.
If you're not wrong, you must be right.
Bruce Trivia.
Coming in at you hot.
Like
it's
it.
Time for Bruce Trivia.
Bruce Trivia. Bruce Trivia coming at you live.
Welcome to Bruce Trivia. We have time to do the Family Feud. We got the Mullins and Cup Team versus the Town Brothers.
That's Town to Town, TNT.
Take me and
we're gonna play some Bruce Trivia
and the Cup of Mullins.
Everyone knows how to play, you know, freaking Family Feud, right?
Freaking,
yeah. We get sticks out. We start hitting each other.
Oh, okay. All right. So who's gonna be the head of the family in this? On each team, who's first?
I'll let Blase. He's older.
I'm all older. Right,
so get your buzzer in front of you. We don't know how to go.
Oh wait, what's the head of the family mean?
They're just going first.
Oh, you go first.
Okay. We asked 100.
Why can I feel that?
He's digitally connected to a red dot.
This isn't just first.
Nope. You don't have to do anything. It's just Blase and Jordan here.
Oh, okay. He doesn't want to be confused like the first segment where he just walked in on.
That's right. All right. Jordan, are you ready?
I think so.
All right. We asked 100 adults. Name a place filled with people who don't want to be there.
Church.
You get a buzz in, buddy.
Church.
That is correct. That's the number three answer. You have a chance to better it.
Number three answer?
Yep. So a one or two, and you can have control.
Where they don't want to be?
We asked 100 people, name a place where somewhere it's full of a whole bunch of people who don't want to be there. You don't want to do that anymore, but okay.
BMV.
That is incorrect. Jordan, do you want to play or pass? There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 answers. You got one on the board.
Play.
He's going to play. All right. Darren, name a place that's full of people who don't want to be there.
School.
Not on the board.
What? People
good answer,
school
good
now.
Answer, good answer.
It was an
back to you, Jordan.
Answer.
That's one strike.
You guys suck.
Adults love school.
Adults love school.
Can't go for it.
You know the hospital.
Ooh. Okay, that's 2 strikes.
We're like, okay, what? That's a good one.
Good answer. I thought it would have been on there. Darren, it's back to you.
Work.
No, I'm sorry. I was just joking. What? That's correct.
Number one,
number
or what?
Four answers.
Oh, wow.
There ain't no way.
What's number two and one?
Well,
we're going to find out, Brian.
Two strikes, so they still keep going. Jordan, what do you got? Now, number one, number two, number five, and six answers still on the board.
Their in-law's house.
Oh,
that's got a bunch of people in it, huh?
Gosh, fuck.
That's 3 strikes. All right, you guys come up with one answer, give it to me, and if you get it, you win the slide.
Hold on, a lot of people
the
in it?
The gym?
Is that your final answer, head of the family?
The gym. Do you like going to the gym?
A festival.
Did you buzz out?
People love going to festivals.
Not with a lot of people.
What's your final answer?
Who's the head of the table?
You are the head of the table.
Jim.
You guys win the first round.
Hey, was festival in
number
there?
Number one is jail. Number two is hell. Number five is a cemetery. And the last one is a traffic jam.
Who did we ask?
100 people.
Yeah. 100 idiots.
They said hell. All
right, switch buzzers.
I would hate to be in hell.
This was asked at a church.
So now the head of the family is Darren and Honer. All right. We asked 100 people, what is a good reason for someone to send back food at a restaurant? Yes, Darren.
There's a hair in it.
I'm going to give you a Bruce stretch track. On this one. Tastes funky.
That would do it.
That is the number four answer. So you have a chance, Honer, to beat him.
Beat him?
Too cold.
To beat him. Well, give me an answer there, Honer.
Wait, what was the question again? Hold on, real quick.
A good reason to send food back at a restaurant.
The wrong order.
That is on the list and number three. Yeah. So you have control of the board. Do you wish to play or pass?
We will pass. Play. Oh.
Good Beach. Choice. That's always the right choice.
Brian, he fucking runs a restaurant. You think I really want to go against him? All right.
Brian, what's a good reason to send food back at a restaurant?
Too cold.
Not on
it. He's putting it as taste funky. So he is stupid. Okay.
There's no other reason.
I know. I feel like there's nothing. To send it back because you want to.
Yeah, you don't want it.
Change your mind.
Yeah.
Which right. one's that?
Because you want
number
to.
Five.
Oh.
What's the others?
Brian. You got one strike so far.
So how many choices are there?
Six on this one.
We have two
on the board. Number one and number two still there.
Too slow, too late.
Two strikes, two strikes.
These are very valid.
I know.
Just Brian? Being honest. Oh, no, they're everything.
I don't. Yeah.
We had wrong order on there, right?
You've got taste funky and wrong item.
Okay. So, how about we're leaving?
No.
Oh, wrong order then.
What? You
ordered. They brought you the wrong item, so you would send it back. So you had changed your mind earlier.
Yeah.
So three of the six are on the board. Two strikes. Keep eliminating them there. Brian, what do you got?
What?
Number one and number two is still on the board.
I got it.
You know he's going to get it. So you got to get it. The number one and number two answer are
too expensive.
All right, Jordan, Darren, come together. Come together. Give one decisive answer.
I think he's licking his hair.
He's tasting the salt.
I was returning the favor.
What's your one decisive good. Answer?
Undercooked, overcooked.
Undercooked, overcooked, number two answer.
I said too cold.
He did say that.
No.
How is that the same?
Bruce undercooked stretch. Doesn't mean cold.
It could have just sat in the window for a while, but it was cooked correctly.
Like if you ordered a steak... medium rare and it became it rare that we under
now you're just making up shit right now.
No. Okay. So you guys won the who won the first round? I've already forgotten.
They did.
They're up two. This round's worth double. You can tie them.
Okay.
Can we?
You can. Switch but you are now the head of the family and you're head of the family.
What was the initial question again?
Oh, you wanted to know other things. Burnt was number one. The item came as burnt.
Oh damn.
And then the last one was because they're trying to get a free meal. So they eat like three quarters of it. Yes. And like, oh, I didn't like this. And
I deal with it, yeah.
Oh. I've done that, yeah.
All right. We asked 100 married women, name something a husband has hidden around the house.
Better not be my girl. What?
Name something a husband has hidden around the house. Brian.
Board games.
No, that's not on the list.
Oh, shit.
Candy.
Bruce Stretch.
No.
Oh, owner. My.
Owner.
That's a good one, I think.
Wait, what has a husband?
The kids will always
has
get
a husband hidden around hiding. The house.
I'm just going to go old school and say sex magazines or something.
Porn, number one answer.
There it is.
Do you guys wish to play or pass? You have to win this to continue the game or they win.
Just play it, dude.
Play it.
All right, Brian, name something that a husband has hidden around the house.
A deodorant.
Why would you hide deodorant?
What the hell's wrong with you?
Owner.
Me? Oh, shit. Okay, let's think. Brian, let's think.
What's something you had the whole time to take?
Drugs.
I've got it. Weed, drugs. That Beer. Is the number four answer.
Alcohol.
That's the number seven answer.
Now we're on a roll.
Owner.
I'm not, though. That's just...
That's it right there.
What do you hide at a house?
From your a husband hides at a house.
Dirty underwear.
Dirty laundry.
Why would you hide
Why
that?
Why would you hide that?
I don't know.
I've done that. You've hidden
it. Hey, man. One person's shirt. It's one person's shirt. You don't want to hide it. You want to hide it.
Thank you.
My video games.
Video games. Two strikes.
Purchases.
Oh. You know what? I'm going to give you a stretch on this.
Thank you.
I like that. I even money. Know it's for you.
Hiding right? money.
That's what I have.
Purchases, money, I'll give you that. So that was you number two. So we got porn, money, weed, dirty laundry, and alcohol. There are still three answers on the board.
Really?
We have two strikes.
What else do you
Tools.
Have? That is correct. That was the number six answer. There's still two answers on the board. Owner,
we got
clear
tie.
It and you tie. Clear the board and you tie.
No matter, they're not going to get the next two.
Wow. He's just laying it, laying the law down.
I'm just going to say a second phone.
Oh!
Good answer, but not on the board. Jordan and Darren come together in one concise answer. 100 married women were asked, what does a husband hide at the house?
I don't know. Okay, I got it.
All right, Darren.
Bills or finances?
Ooh.
Money. That's
I'm sorry.
That's what? Money. That's money, honey.
The unnamed ones is food. They're hiding food around the
house.
He
said candy.
He did say candy.
That's
not food.
That is what?
Hey, now you know how it feels.
No, wait a minute.
No stretch for you on that one.
Candy is
and then
food.
Cigarettes. Yes, I agree. Cigarettes.
That's weed.
Candy literally has ingredients, and you put it in your mouth and ingest it, and it's got calories.
Darren,
so it is technically
Darren,
a food.
What's the name of this segment? Is it Darren trivia or Bruce trivia?
All right.
Okay, so it's all tied. We're going to the last round.
You better sit down.
You guys decide who's going to be the head of the family on this one. Who wants it this time? Who's head of the family?
Phil.
Phil's head of the family. And on the Mullen side, is it going to be
Me?
Mullen?
I'll do it.
All right,
shit.
Darren, step up.
Darren Lee Mullen.
Last one.
You step up.
I asked 100 adults, name a food you hope they have on the menu at a fancy restaurant. Darren.
French fries.
At a fancy restaurant.
People do it all the time.
I understand. It's not on the board.
Shit.
Steak.
That's the number one answer.
Used against me.
Look at them celebrating. Do you wish to play or pass?
Play.
All right. What we got there, Blase?
What am I doing?
Name a food they hope they have at a fancy restaurant. Adults answer this question.
Sushi.
The number three answer.
You got any sushi joints?
No, but we love sushi and we
You
have,
should. You yes, should.
I know.
Owner?
Let's say burgers.
At a fancy restaurant?
Why would you not?
We go to the same restaurant.
One strike. Blase?
Calamari.
Two strikes.
Well, damn, I was going to say calamari. Now I can't say it.
You can't. No.
Two strikes and a lot of...
Okay, at a fancy restaurant, I want to say cheesecake. Desserts. Fuck. I don't know what to say.
I'm going to give you a no. There is a dessert on here, but it's not cheesecake. All right, guys, you get one on the board. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 answers, and 2 have been taken off the board. What do you wish... You food sure. you find on a menu at a fancy restaurant. What is your one concise answer?
Oh. Oysters.
Oysters.
Aphrodisiac.
And the towns win.
Oh, my God. TNT. TNT.
We had fish or salmon as number two.
What?
Calamari.
Lobster. Crab. A good salad. And creme brulee.
Creme brulee.
It has to be a good salad, though.
You know?
Can't just be a salad. Taco salad? Fire.
I just want
to
say.
Not oysters, unfortunately. Town Brothers, how do you wish to celebrate your victory?
So, honestly, I didn't expect to win.
The Mullins have no chance against the TNT. Town to town.
The Cup of Mullins.
So we're going to explode all over you.
Oh,
all
my.
Okay. Hey. Wow. That's some good trash talk. Well, speaking of things that are not trashy.
Yeah, we're supposed to threaten them, not like.
Not threaten me.
Who's the winner now?
They won.
So here we are. We're now in the Bruce Trivia. We're talking trash-ish. But let's talk about the good things we liked, maybe, about this beer. Jordan. What's your final thoughts
on this
beer?
I like it
because
it gets me there.
I mean, give me the roasted, toasted malts all day. It drinks like an oatmeal stout, but it packs the power of like a 15% barley wine, but it's not.
That's the thing. That's the thing about these. Like, if you can get through one or two.
You can get through one, you're like,
you're
damn.
You're set. You can move on to your other light beer.
It tastes amazing. It does not drink like a high ABV beer.
So what's your score?
What's your score?
I'm going to say 4.8.
Oh, my.
4.75?
Yeah.
We're going to go 5.
We go
by quarters here, so you got to decide.
Let's go 4.75.
Oh, you right son of a
bitch. You're going to have to have me on again to get the 5.
Four new beers. Darren?
0.25.
Did not like it. Tell us why you didn't like it.
When I poured it, I said it looks like motor oil, and it absolutely tasted like motor oil.
Dude, sometimes.
Have you tasted motor oil?
Many times. No. But it's got a. I don't like putting. I don't like drinking anything that makes my body convulse after I've swallowed it.
Yeah,
so
it's not good.
I don't want to shake like that.
No.
Okay. It made me feel dirty.
That's how I feel with ice cream.
Okay. Wow. That's a weird thing.
You convulse when you eat ice cream? I've never seen that
so
either.
So good, though.
What flavor?
That's a different convulse.
Superman. Superman ice cream.
Oh.
Who is?
All right, so
is it Henry Cavill or?
I'm gonna go next. I thoroughly enjoyed this stout. I liked the roasted malts. I liked the dark chocolate notes. I'm gonna give this a 4.25. I think it's fantastic, and that heavy hitness is gonna sneak up. Well, I don't mind it. I'm ready for it to hit me on the back end.
My favorite.
Blase.
Oh, God.
All right. He loves that back
yeah,
end.
Yeah, he does. That's right. He loves getting hit back there.
I'm going to give it a 4. I do enjoy it. Shit.
I'm going to go ahead and give it a 2.5. It's not that great. Honestly, usually when it looks like motor oil and it tastes better. But this was shit.
I just told her... You gave it an average score, so
2.5.
I mean,
what did I say? 2.5
is literally half.
I just want to say I don't like stouts normally, but this is very good to drink, and it gets me there. 13.75
for sure. I've had vertical series of the Bourbon County Stout that, of course, were my fault because I aged them for 4 years and they were soy sauced.
That's what this reminds me of.
Soy sauce?
Yes, I.
Oh, and
you've heard of that, right?
Like no. Soy sauce,
soy sauce would not be good in a beer at all. That
no, it's
gross.
One of the common off flavors.
Smell it.
And it typically is soy sauce.
That's what you get.
Soy sauce is in there with the bourbon barrel-aged beers.
I don't care. It tastes
good. Yeah, you
no,
love it.
For sure.
You love it in the back end. We get it.
I know.
He loves it.
I think there's like, I can't remember the exact number, but there's like 6 to 8 common off flavors.
How does that
soy
back
sauce.
End feel?
Are you, you're going to nail it right now? Go for it.
I don't want to do this.
No, I want
to. I'm years removed from my beer training.
He's going to name all 6 episodes.
I'm not going to name all.
I thought he was going to.
But I know 2 of them. Band-Aid, soy sauce.
How I've tasted taste both of those today.
I know you've tasted some banana wheat ale.
Oh, banana. But you said
no, I'm saying it tastes like Band-Aid.
Though. Oh, okay.
You've never tasted a beer where it tastes like Band-Aid?
No. I'd have to have taste the way a Band-Aid
smells.
And I hope I never do.
Taste the way a Band-Aid smells. That's the same with me saying it smells. Tastes like feet.
This is very good beer.
A lot of scotches.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Let's act like we know. Yeah, bro, for sure.
I don't get it. I don't get that for here.
No, sure. But when you age a lot of dark beers, you run the risk of like over aging them.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get like a soy sauce quality.
Oh.
And then you just ruin the beer.
Would you guys order this at a bar? I know your answer is no. And owners must be
no too. I'd have to be eating like a tiramisu or
sushi.
Something like that.
Oh, dessert.
Dump it on
I'd
there.
Have to, yeah. And it would be a very light pour. It would be
would
a 5 to 10 ounce.
I would eat this with a steak, I think. Something hardy.
Tom Hardy.
He looks good.
I would pour it on some beef and broccoli.
There you go.
I would make some French onion soup with it.
Sure.
Yeah. I would not order this with a meal, though. I actually typically, even though I love beer.
But we sit at a bar.
Yeah.
Oh, sitting at a bar?
Charge.
I would take a sip of my friends if he ordered it.
Yeah. I would definitely pour this on a trash can.
I disagree, but that's a fight.
I would order it at a bar if it was the first one of the night.
Hell no, you would
I'm
not.
I'm sorry, not the first one. Last one of the night.
I would order it in a bar if I was on fire and needed to pour something on myself.
If it was cold out.
Not that he's on fire or anything, just because it's cold out.
If it was like cold out, there's snow.
Snow.
All right, guys. We've come to that time where we shout out the top 15 cities.
This is not the time right now.
It is. I'm the fucking host.
Oh, dang. He is.
You're not. Time to shout out the top 15 cities to download our last episode.
Go ahead.
We got Chicago, Illinois, Stoppin', Indiana, Charlotte, North Carolina, Rushville, Indiana, Mesquite, Texas, Wayne, New Jersey, Riverview, New Jersey, Riverview, Florida. That's double. Wayne, New Jersey, Las Vegas, Nevada, Rocky River, Ohio, Mishawaka, Indiana, Bayonne, New Jersey, Franklin, Maine, Hesse, Germany, Queens, New York, Detroit, Michigan, Englewood, Ohio, Lubbock, North Rhine, Westphalia, England, Granger, Indiana, Bradenton, Florida, Cleveland, Ohio, New York, Leland, North Carolina, Geloshan, Indiana, Weedsport, New York, Vacaville, California, Indianapolis, Indiana, Los Angeles, California, Knox, Indiana, Bolivia, North Carolina, Cato, New York, Niles, Michigan, Dundee, Otago, some country I don't know, it isn't listed. Oh, wow, this one's going to be fun. Thalingham, Wies, Upper Austria.
Oh, yeah, that's where my aunt lives.
Oh, okay. Quintia Normo, Santiago, Metropolitan, Chile.
Did you say Rushville, Indiana?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, they don't slow down.
They don't.
They rush.
It's time for the last call of the bar. Of the beers tonight, today, which beer are you having at the end of the night? Not the one that you necessarily thought was the best. What's the one, when they're calling last call, you want to finish your night with?
Give me a Hamilton Pale.
Shit.
Just throw it at me. I'll catch it. Fucking open it with my teeth.
Okay. Catch it with his teeth.
Pour it on my chest. Let's go.
Wow, you're a man.
What are you doing?
Voltron.
Voltron Volume 4.
Voltron is a fire.
I'm right there with you. I'm gonna end my night with Voltron 4.
Yeah, I'm doing Voltron also. That was a good one.
I'm just going to end my night.
Oh, shit.
Just end.
No, I think I ought to go with
it's over.
I forgot all. Voltron.
Well, John, okay.
That's what we just said.
All right, my man,
sincere,
Jordan,
though.
Guess what? It's time to sign the guest book.
Oh,
sign
shit.
You know how guest books normally are a book. We don't do that shit here.
We
want you to pick your favorite beer of the day, autograph that can, and we're going to fucking put it on our wall.
When we get a studio, we're going to put it on the wall.
That's cool.
I mean, technically, we have a wall now.
Yeah, we do have a wall.
But it's not and they're up. We just don't have all the cans up there.
Is mine up there?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I don't know.
He's a celebrity, though.
I mean,
you are too.
People know him.
Yeah, Tom Hardy, yours is going to be in the closet. His is going to be on the wall.
When we get the studio, all of them will go up. Just so you know.
That's amazing.
So what is your favorite beer of the day? You need to autograph that bitch.
It's so tough.
Oh, we got one.
Oh. Yay. He's going to sign the hams.
That was not on the show.
The hams beer. I'm going to go here, man.
All right. Jensen Eccles. Because
everyone else, this was also it very was, close.
It was good.
Did you think the lineup was good, though, tonight?
It was very good.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. So, hey, guys.
What?
We have, like, you know, shout-outs to do right now. Who should we shout out?
Snyderman.
Why are we shouting him out there?
Beers.
They're our Buzzsprout sponsors.
That's right. Hey, you know the best way to help our show is to sign up as a Buzzsprout sponsor? I mean, if you would buy your friend a $5 per month, one beer, you know, that's what this is. All you got to do is buy a beer for the show. We're going to shout you out. We have Snyderman. Victor Cummings. And we got Sylvia Town.
My mother.
They buy beers for the show. Why don't you? You can best support us by just buying a beer for the show. We will shout you out.
Can we get an autograph from Darren, too?
Sure.
Yeah.
That one's going to go on the wall.
All right, Mullins. Darren.
We need the marker.
Where it's time for social media. What do you want to shout out? What do you want us to watch? What do you want us to look out for? All of our audience.
Oh, man. Definitely follow Darren Lee Cup on Instagram and Facebook.
Already do.
Oh, I do too. if you don't follow me, please do. I'm not very interesting. But,
yes, you are. Shut up.
Hey, you stop.
Those, the man who could cry. In the
those
day.
Pearly blue eyes. I know, man.
You should give us a acting like a... Just cry for
her. I can't.
just cry
I
for us.
I actually agree.
I haven't usually drank it. 6 or 7 beers before doing that.
So he needs like 2 more.
One more beer. Sad. You already had 4 of us. And you had a ham. So
he's totally.
And you had a pregame.
It's tough.
That is 6.
It's tough.
It's gonna
I feel
be like,
dehydrated.
They're going to be like golden because like all the beer.
it's oil.
But I would say yes. I have a Facebook page and Instagram. And also, if you want to look up Haunt of Hounds on Instagram, we're not on Facebook, but we're on Instagram. We have a website. And also, Fat Bird, Dainty Made Food Hall, Oak and Ash Barbecue, Propaganda Pizza, a roaster called Revenant. All of it, right?
We have
a
lot going on. Follow it all.
Yeah, follow it all.
Great spots.
Darren.
What?
You can tell he's been on the show before.
What
do you want us to promote?
He hates us.
What? Social media wise or anything?
Oh, well, Jordan kind of covered it, but you can also follow the Emerald Forest movie on social media. You can find more information on it on my Instagram as well.
Check out the trailer on YouTube.
Yeah, the proof of concept is on my YouTube channel, so you can watch the first 16 minutes of the movie. And that's all.
Cool.
Honer. I'm Honer Creations on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I make dumbass videos for dumbass people like me. I'm also the social media guy for Joke of Bud. So if you're talking to us, you're talking to me.
Blase. Hey, why don't you go to our brand new web design by Blase website, drunkofbuds.weebly.com. You can find our merch that's priced as low as they would let us do it at teespring.com/drunkofbuds. And you can follow the show across all social media platforms at Drunk on Bucks Podcast. I'm Beer Bandit Bruce on Twitter and Bruce the Beer Bandit and everything else, including Untapped. And thank you, guys. Thank you, everyone who showed up, including our surprise guest, Darren.
Cup.
So it's time to wrap out. It's just time for our guest to finally contribute. Rap in this rap.
Oh, fuck.
You guys want a freestyle?
He's zoned in. He's honed in. Talk to me, man. He's zoned in. Hey.
We're in downtown South Bend. It's the Fat Bird. We got Chicken. You better watch out. We got Darren. We got Lee Cup. He's good looking. Oh my God. He tastes good. He looks good. He watch out. He looks good.
Keep going. No, keep going. I love this song.
Hey, everybody. Make sure you drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly. We love
Get an you. Uber. Leave your keys at the bar. Everyone right. Stay sexy.
I'm driving an old Ford F-150 Ranger.
Hey, don't ever stop.